our prodigal father. In our language, to be prodigal means to be extravagant, to be a spendthrift, to recklessly and wastefully spend resources. We are so fortunate that our father is prodigal. He is well over the top in offering mercy and forgiveness and love. Now I know that today's gospel text is most commonly known as the parable of the prodigal son. For it is the son who leaves in order to do things that his family disapproves of. It is the son, in a literal reading of the parable, who extravagantly wastes resources on pleasures. And it is this son who also comes back to his father in humbleness and in contrition for his failings. And it is this son who is lifted up by the prodigal father who organizes a welcome home party, much to the consternation of his older sibling. Our prodigal father is always welcoming us home to himself, to his loving embrace. Not because of anything that we've done or not, not because we are perfected or always righteous or even free from sin. The Father in our gospel reminds us that we are forgiven, that our sins do not prevent us from encountering him, that each of us are loved and are recipients and can experience the mercy of God. And that mercy in general can be expressed in so many ways. I'm reminded of this parish's generosity in the giving of alms, for example. For it is this generous spirit which allows for giving to Sister Visitor Center and St. John's Center for Homeless Men and the Schumann Center and the Hildegard House and so many other things. It's in this parish of generosity that you have supported the efforts of missionaries, such as our friends who were recently able to build 4 latrines, a very big deal, for a village in Nicaragua. And yes, it is this parish which supports the homeless in the metro area through the WWJD project, and also supports and lifts up our friends in nursing homes through your presence and cards. It is this parish which humbly gives a hand up through the Parish Relief Fund. Our prodigal father. In our bulletin and through social media and before Mass, we as a parish affirm that we are welcoming. And that welcome, that invitation extends to all. It's not exclusive. And it applies, yes, to saints, and I know there are saints among us, and sinners. There may be even more of us who are sinners. And this invitation, this welcoming that we extend, it extends to people in all sorts of circumstances. Those who may be cohabitating, those who are divorced, Democrats and Republicans. Those who feel shame, and yes, even those who seemingly are in opposition to the teachings of the church. Welcoming is an intentional strategy that recognizes that it's better to reason together than it is to cast people out. All are welcome, my friends, not simply the righteous or the sinless. Our Holy Father has so succinctly stated that the church is a hospital for sinners rather than a home for saints. That's true. Our prodigal father. Now, to lighten the mood just a bit, let me share a brief story. It goes that another priest delivered a homily around this same parable. And when he got to the point where the father sees the son in the parable returning and racing out to meet him, the priest so wisely says, throwing wide his arms, the father said, at which point a younger member of the assembly shouted back, you are so grounded. And so let us be extravagant, my brothers and sisters, following the example of our prodigal father. And let this example, the example set in our parable, be one that we recognize and also display in our own family. And let us be true sons and daughters and workers and fathers of family to one another in this faith community. To be there for one another in times of trouble, times of illness, to listen to one another, to refrain from gossiping about one another. For gossip, as we know, is the single most destructive action which can occur in community. And let us follow the lesson in the parable and recognize that our Heavenly Father is always prodigal. Always over the top in his love for us. And as his sons and daughters, we may stumble and fall, but the important thing is to get up with divine assistance and amend our ways and open our hearts. For when we do so, we truly encounter the prodigal father.